All right, guys, good morning and welcome to Bitcoin Veteran Spaces number 248. We have about 18 people in here. I'm not sure what's going on. I must have really pissed people off yesterday, but that's what I'm here to do every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So thanks for joining. Hopefully we can change the title because evidently I'm striking out here. But my name is Bob Van Kirk. I'll be your host this morning. And don't give a crap. Just kidding. All right, let's take a look at the time chain. Today is Thursday, August 21st, 2025. And we are at Bitcoin block height number 911,034 with the Bitcoin price around, $113,600. Still shocks me every time I see it. Which means you can still pick up 880 sats for each US dollar. And we have a couple of announcements this morning. Bitcoin Veterans is having their second annual summit on November 10th and 11th in Nashville, Tennessee at Bitcoin Park. If you were with us yesterday, you heard all about that from Rod Rohde, who is one of the co-founders. So if you didn't catch that one or didn't join us, go back and listen to that one. But we're looking for people to get involved in the second annual summit on November 10th and 11th. So visit bitcoinveterans.org/summit2025 if you're interested in speaking, being on a panel, volunteering, or just coming and hanging out with all of your Bitcoin friends. Please do go to bitcoinveterans.org/summit2025. It's a long night, folks. All right, cool. Next speaker announcement. We do have the Mayan Bitcoin Conference coming on next week. I think we're going to get them on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I will keep you guys up to date on that one. And should be exciting. Get them to catch us up on their conference. I believe that one is happening early December in the beautiful Yucatan Peninsula. And so, look forward to talking to them. All right. Let's see here. Any other announcements? Oh, I do think I have a producer, but it's going to be a couple weeks. So that should be fun. If you guys are interested in helping out with the show, please do reach out, though. We would love to get you in the back channel so you can prepare for the topics or give your input. Tell me how bad I am at this, whatever. How much you like Sailor, all of those things. See, I don't think that there's really much else. Just looking here, getting the stage rearranged, throwing out some invites. And looks like Texas Toast is helping me out with that too.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing all right. It's about quality, not quantity. All right. We're looking for, it's really, we bring, you know, quality listeners like Pubby and Wade and Coleman and Neil. Gen X, AC, Hunter, we got them all here. All right. We're basically a think tank.
Don't forget about Kyle and Pleb Ed. I do like BFP too.
That's what's up. RR Cobes, I see you down there.
Yeah, longtime listener, X.
God, I can't wait for the producer. It's going to be glorious.
Me too. I got an echo going. Let me fix this. Somebody called me. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I can't wait for a producer. But okay. I'm just kidding with you, Bob. We love you. We love our Bob, don't we? But yeah, Bitcoin price. It's looking good, dude. I still can't believe it's over. I didn't think it would be over this fast, but it looks like it is. It's crashed to a new all-time low of 113,000 and everybody should just pack it up. We tried and we failed. So we have to ditch Sailor. We have to ditch everyone. Yeah, slay all our heroes. Exactly.
Yes. See, we're just on it. This is what we say in the Black Back channel. We're like, hey, where can we sound like twins? What little thing can we say on the show just to sound really.
Well, I'm your son. We're not twins. I'm your son. So let's not relate us in the same age category, please.
Fair enough. You're right. I do have a lot more gray hair than you. All right. So let's see. I want to go around the horn and say good morning to others. Even though that was fun, Texas Toast, thanks for covering for me and for hopefully summoning a new producer. But let's say good morning to Wade. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. I just saw some funny stuff come across the wire this morning. And I just think it's interesting that every time we deploy gear to the Washington, D.C., it's either rusted or leaking.
Yeah, and keep buying those F-35s, right?
Have you ever flown in an Osprey? You know what they say about flying in Ospreys? I don't know if any of y'all have ever ridden in one, but
it's like the death machine, man. It's a death machine.
Well, yeah, but they say if it's not leaking oil, then you're going to crash and die. So you want the ones that are leaking oil.
I mean, the C-130s we used to ride were older than my parents, so.
And it's true, the couple times I jumped out of an Osprey once, and it was indeed leaking oil everywhere, and we didn't die. So I don't know if it landed, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I was like seeing those 50-year-old cargo planes. Neil, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for hosting. I always appreciate it. And I don't know, I guess if you're crying, I guess that's just a good indicator you still got fiat brain, so.
Yeah, get mean this morning, Neil. Thank you. We'll get to that. Kyle, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Thanks for doing this every day, day in and day out. The hero we need, not the hero we deserve here at Bitcoin Veterans. That's all I got.
Hubby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, if you're crying at 113,000, you should have been here in 2018 when we were crying over 3,000. So, yeah, we got a pretty good cushion of 110 to go before the real tears start then.
Bobby, I'm still mad about that 3,000, by the way. It hasn't left me. All right, Coleman, how are you?
I am doing good. Good morning, everybody. And like everyone else said, thanks, Bob and Texas for holding down the port.
Yeah, another announcement that I forgot. I think Texas Toast and Kyle are going to be hosting next Wednesday. I have a little bit of travel. So we'll either have Mayan Bitcoin on or you'll just get to listen to those guys drone on about all kinds of great topics because we talk about Bitcoin usually on this space. But today, let's talk about a Bitcoin derivative. Let's talk about strategy. And let's talk about all this hate that we have for our former hero, Michael Saylor. So let's go with Coleman first. Coleman, why are people so darn mad? And why is every space devoted to this former great that we all loved and pumped all of our bags? Why are so many people hating on him?
Well, I'm going to break this down for all the veterans. I'm sure everyone can relate. When you're bored out in the field, normally you just pick up rocks and you just start throwing it at people, right? Because you've got nothing else to do. I think Bitcoiners are the exact same, except we can't throw rocks online. So we just try and find somebody and start fights. And I think Saylor's the sacrificial goat right now. I think there's a little controversy on some of the things he said about the way he was going to issue shares of APM. But, again, if you're getting into MicroStrategy or any of these Bitcoin treasury companies, it shouldn't be a short-term thing. you should be looking at this for just like your Bitcoin allocation and this is not a replacement for Bitcoin. None of these treasury companies are. It's just a multiple. If you get to the left of the decimal and you want to start playing around, then that's fine. Go ahead and play with it. But again, it's just like going to a casino. But if you, well, I guess that's a bad example is you always lose at the casino. But I think if you hold MicroStrategy long enough, you're going to be in a good place.
Yeah, thanks for those comments. We do have Wade's hand, so I'm going to go to him next. But before I do, if you're in the audience and you want to hate on Sailor 2 this morning, we got plenty of room on the stage. Please do hit that microphone button. Would love to have you up here. Always enjoy new voices. And if you have a nasty meme about Sailor to put in the comments or some question or snide remark, please use that purple pill in the bottom right. And lastly, please repost the space. And with that, Wade is going to tell us why everyone hates Sailor today.
Guys, I just want to be real honest about the MicroStrategy strategy for individual investors and whatnot. The only reason a lot of people even ported any of their funds into MSTR was because they had trapped funds in tax-advantaged legacy accounts. That's exactly where I was. That was my only position, was MicroStrategy and tax advantage accounts that I had through my legacy brokers and whatnot. And the only people that are really hurting now are people who put funds that they should have had allocated into Bitcoin cold storage into MicroStrategy, and they were levered long and they got injured. And I mean, look, I'll be honest, some of my positions are down right now, but these are tax advantaged accounts that you don't really own. The only thing you really own, guys, is your Bitcoin and cold storage.
Yeah, good stuff. Good perspective. I do think that people are probably over leveraged or fickle and they're just mad. They're butthurt. Other thoughts, Neil, Pubby, Kyle.
Nothing. Thanks, Bob.
Kyle, yeah, so he's just happy. Yeah, so let's go to Pubby.
Yeah, so the here's the thing, you know, when Sailor comes in, you know, the white knight charging in, this first corporation that we were crying for, oh, if only the corporation can come and buy Bitcoin and save the day. Well, he did. Well, guess what? He came in, but he didn't come in for the reasons many Bitcoiners like. You know, I thought, oh, he's just going to buy Bitcoin and that's it. When all along he just said, look, my cash is on this melting ice cube. So it's not like he ever came in to say, you know what? Fuck the government. I want peer-to-peer money, and this is what I'm doing. Well, look, he took advantage of the system as far as he could. He had great game plan. I'm going to get like 0% loans out, and I'm going to throw it into Bitcoin. But this is the warning anyone that has ever proposed, like, just buy Bitcoin in self-custody. Anytime you're going to mix and mingle with anyone that is a third party and you're going to put your funds in there, this is what can happen. They can change the rules in the middle of the game. And this is what you're finding out, you know. At least with Bitcoin, we know what the rules are with Bitcoin. We understand the volatility behind it. And that's just the nature of its makeup. But now you're finding out, you know, with BlackRock, everywhere else people want to put in money to have Bitcoin exposure, that if it's not self-custody, it's not 100% exposure, you're going to be stuck to the whims of what goes on. So don't complain about it. If you don't like it, you know, you can always, like I say, just focus on the self-custody part of it. But that's just the nature, right? Just like MSTY, free money, you know, the Titanic, the unsinkable ship, they all sink, my friend, except for Bitcoin. Thank you.
Still mad about that 3,000, Pubby. Okay, Coleman, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yep.
All right, good. So I just to kind of wrap up my thoughts, I would equate MicroStrategy as to, you know, late 90s, early 2000 Amazon. People could kind of see what was going on with it, but they didn't have a lot of faith, and it was pretty revolutionary. I think MicroStrategy is going to be the same thing. Again, it's not going to be a replacement for Bitcoin, but I do think Sailor is going to do things that are just going to kind of open the door for other companies once Bitcoin becomes a little bit more mainstream. And so I've said this before. I think Bitcoin is going to outperform MicroStrategy in the short term, but I just think the multiplier on MicroStrategy later in the year, maybe 2026, it might be worth trying to get back into it.
Yeah, Coleman, do you think that there are, let me tee it up this way. So you have the possible inclusion in the S&P 500. So you're going to have whether that's September or December, you're going to have these passive inflows. So that could be a catalyst, but I think the more obvious one is there's just more money to come into this market, especially as people say, hey, Bitcoin, not sure about that. Don't know how to hold that, but let's do it through this company. Like, we're just comfortable holding this security, holding MicroStrategy. They're the big player that have the most of any entity on earth. And, it seems like a good play. I also think, as I continue to ramble on here and think about this, you know, all of these, derivatives that they've created, right? All of these, different debt instruments, Strife, Strike, Stride, Stretch, they all will have their day. And when they do, people will be allocating to them, and all of that money goes into Bitcoin. And so that should pump the price, and the flywheel should continue. I think we're just at an interesting place. If you, Coleman, I'll give you a chance to respond. Then I did want to go to Neil and to Wade after that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Neil. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I mean, I like what Saylor's doing with MicroStrategy. I'm so happy that somebody is, like, taking action and building shit and doing stuff. Like, I think that's really cool. He's offering people products, and I don't want any of his products, but I'm happy that he's offering them. Like, I think the people that are getting mad, they bought one of his products, and they probably don't actually know what it is. Like, if you go and buy a Ferrari and you just think that that's going to unlock, you know, all the, you know, you're going to just have all the success with the ladies or the men or whatever, like, but you have an ugly face, you know, and it's not working, and you get mad at the Ferrari. Like, that's like, the products do what they do. It's like all the MNAP stuff, and like, he's telling you how he's going to handle things. And if that changed it so dramatically for what you think that product is, that like, you now are like angry, like that's just you. That's an admission that you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You got into thing. You were over your skis. You put your money, into something that you didn't fully understand. And, I don't know. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't shed a tear for any trader, for anybody that gets wrecked, or that anybody that, like, you know, chases the Lambos and gets sad when they don't get it. Like, I don't care. Like, that's not what I'm here for. If you want to do that, and like, it's a free country, you know, go ahead for it. But like, I just don't really care. So I don't know. But again, I'm very happy that Saylor's doing what he's doing and offering these products, creating new products, offering it to the market, because there are people that actually need this. Like we're talking about, that have, you know, stranded capital, that have 401ks that didn't have access to it. Like, you know, the capital markets are something that, you know, that's not a pleb thing. You know, like, I don't have access to capital markets, but Saylor's like, hey, let me offer a product that gives people exposure to those. Like, I have access. Let me offer that. And it's like, I don't know. So I just, I don't see anything wrong with it. And I really don't care about people's tears, but.
Go ahead, Wade.
Don't we need to put into context, guys, that the MicroStrategy pullback is, this is happening not in isolation, but that, you know, there's a pullback in Bitcoin. There's a lot of red candles all across the totality of the market. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but doesn't volume look a little summertime low, like doldrums right now? I mean, isn't there just more going on here than just a completely isolated MicroStrategy incident?
Yeah, I actually went to a meetup last night against my better judgment. I don't know. I think I'm addicted to these things. But it was the evening. My kids were busy. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to be busy too. So, I sat in traffic for a little while with some friends who are actually some of them in the audience. Good morning. There was actually a presentation last night on strategy, which honestly at a Bitcoin meetup kind of makes me roll my eyes, but, it was interesting because it just made me want to buy more Bitcoin in the end. I do think you're right though, Wade. The volumes are lower, and, this is, as I call it, with my clients and friend group, this is sideways summer. So if you've been in Bitcoin for any length of time, and I think Pubby probably could speak to this a little bit, but it just seems like every summer it's sideways summer. So yeah, those are kind of my thoughts. Do we still have, I don't think we have any hands up, but maybe Coleman just threw his up again. I don't know. My spaces are always bugging out here. So yeah, I guess what I'll say, is this whole flywheel is still functional, and this whole flywheel is going to continue to create a, you know, it's the demand side of things, and you have others following Saylor's playbook. There's no question that even with the recent dip, it's outperformed nearly everything. Okay, fine. If you guys want to come up here and talk about Palantir, that's fine. But really, it's outperformed everything since Saylor started this strategy in 2020, accumulating Bitcoin and putting on the balance sheet. So sure, some people could say it's an experiment. Some people could say that, you know, he's taking on some undue risk, or the market doesn't like the approach anymore. But the reality is, Bitcoin's going to outperform. I think strategy's going to outperform. Who wants to yell at me about that?
I mean, guys, we were just at like 77K. We were like just at 77K. How many people have actually got in at size, you know, within those price bands or lower? I just don't think we're living in reality.
Yeah, and I'm not going out and telling people to buy bit or buy strategy. I mean, really, in the end, like, there's so many ways we can approach this. But you should have Bitcoin. If you understand Bitcoin, you should own Bitcoin. If you don't understand Bitcoin, you should own Bitcoin. I think that too many people are chasing, and too many people try to, you know, find the shiny object. And instead of doing that, you should just keep it simple. I think Coleman was going to jump in. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think all this negativity you're seeing is just Twitter specific, right? Like, you're still seeing these large institutions coming out with their Q2 reports where they've just purchased just astronomical amounts of MicroStrategy shares. So they're getting exposure. And you have to remember, like 6-12 months ago, is you had these, and I'm going to use the word, these retards on that True North Twitter space saying that MicroStrategy exposure was better than Bitcoin exposure and that they didn't have any. So those are the people that are freaking out because they've realized that they got into something they didn't know. So again, it's Bitcoin first, Bitcoin only. And then once you get to the left of the decimal, go ahead and play around with it. And you're just going to sleep better at night knowing that no one can take your Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to do its own thing. It doesn't matter what Saylor's going to do.
Neil, go ahead. I saw your hand first, and then we'll go to BFP.
Yeah, just real quick. I just wanted to say, you know, like, I've actually heard, you know, when, like, I don't follow everything that Saylor does, but I've even heard him say multiple times, like, buy Bitcoin. If you have a need for these other products, buy these products. You know, it's like he's not, I think the putting hate on him, you know, is kind of a weird thing, because he's advocating for Bitcoin. He's advocating for the underlying and then saying, you know, additionally, here's other things that I offer, like, if you have that need for that. So it's just like, I don't know. Bitcoin first is like, that's what you really should be focused on. And, you know, if you don't have any Bitcoin and you did think that's a way to catch up or something like that, that's just, I don't think that's completely the wrong mentality, but I don't know, that's all I got.
Yeah, I just want to say that if you're a psychopathic retard like myself, you're just going to buy Bitcoin. People in MicroStrategy are like me when I was first getting into Bitcoin. And I think Pubby said it best when he said, look at where he comes from. He's the Normieville. His ice cube was melting. He didn't get into it for the freedom tech, for the freedom money. He is embedded with the old system. These are fiat-minded people that are trading in the fiat world. And now they have all these other vehicles, these new Bitcoin treasury companies, which are shiny and new and offer more upside. So they're a lot more, you know, shiny object syndrome type plays, and people are going to gravitate to what makes them more fiat money when they're in the fiat mindset. So don't get it twisted. There's going to be trading. Gambling? Yes, there's going to be gambling in the casino.
Yeah, and these markets seek out all the leveraged people, and they will crush you. And that's what's happened, I think. People got out over their skis, and that's why you see this. We saw, you know, we see it with Bitcoin every cycle. I don't think we're seeing it yet, but it happens. Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Yes, Bob. So my hypothesis is the MicroStrategy followed by treasury companies will be the basis for the next bear market. So there's always a narrative each time. In 2022, it was the FTX, Celsius, that it was rehypothecation. In 2018, it was the ICO bust from the, all the altcoins following Ethereum in 2016, 2017. So the greed of philosophy driving all of this is trying to beat Bitcoin, to try to generate alpha in excess of the returns of Bitcoin, whether it's altcoins, whether it's leverage ETFs, you know, getting yield rehypothecation. And it'll end up in the same thing, and we'll learn our lesson, and then we'll rebuild from the ashes there going forward.
Yeah, we'll definitely see. It looks like we have Tao coming up. We got the Misty Hero, Tao. I think we got him up here. Are there any other hands? No. But here's Tao. Tao, I think I see you up here, sir. Sorry, my spaces are always buggy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? So
good, great, and wonderful.
So yeah, you guys were talking about MSTR, so I just want to jump in here, give you my opinion. I think it's very interesting because, first of all, I don't have any MSTR, but it almost feels as if this sentiment has shifted quite a bit. I mean, to me, I don't even know what sort of business model they even have, to tell it quite frankly. I mean, I know they buy Bitcoin and they hold it, but other than that, it just seems like there's this other thing that's not clear about, okay, well, how are they going to use it to leverage and make money off of it, et cetera. And so that's why I didn't get anything. But it almost feels as if the sentiment shifted so much that everybody's sort of given up on this idea. I mean, are we already somewhat at that point, or what's going on? I mean, this, you know, this past few days or this week, it's just been like this because of the, you know, the price drop, et cetera. But are we saying there's no need for a treasury company?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Man, people just have such short memories. And I do think that this is just like Coleman was saying at the beginning, people are bored and it's sideways summer. And they're freaking out over something because, I don't know, people need a good fight, I guess. And I think people spend way too much time on these spaces. So we're going to end that for today. It's been nice talking. No, I'm just kidding. who else has a comment? I think we have Jimmy who wanted to come up. Good morning, sir. What say you?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Yeah, man. It's been a lot of confusion on X for the last couple of days. And I'm absolutely confused as to whether, you know, it's people that are primarily like, you know, stock traders that are just spreading FUD and complaining, you know, or I think a lot of folks are LARPing as Bitcoiners. A lot of folks are LARPing as Bitcoin maxis or folks that understand Bitcoin. People are focusing too much on like the features of Strategy. Like, I don't care. It's, if you're a Bitcoin maximalist, right? If you're a Bitcoin maximalist, you believe that Bitcoin is going to $1 million. Michael Saylor can stop buying Bitcoin right now. The stock would tank, sure. But if you believe Bitcoin is going to $1 million, if Saylor stopped buying right now, MicroStrategy would be the largest company to ever exist in all of humankind. He has 600,000 plus Bitcoin. Why are we missing the forest for the trees? This has been all retarded. His change in guidance and how we reacted has been all retarded. It means nothing. He can very well be a cunt, but he's a cunt with 600,000 Bitcoin. The game's done. It's over. It's over. And so right now I'm looking at the largest company in the world right now is NVIDIA, $4 trillion market cap. I'm looking at where MicroStrategy is right now. Is this accurate? $2.4 billion? Whatever. How much X is that for us to topple NVIDIA? Like, is that 100X? Is that whatever? I'm not that good at math right now. It's early morning. I didn't have my coffee yet. I got a newborn baby in my arms. But what the hell is going on here? Why are we even discussing or debating this? 600,000 Bitcoin. Game over. It's done. All right? That's my take here.
Yeah, I totally love it. Please come up again. That was beautiful. I didn't see the order of the hands. I think it was Wade and then BFP.
Just real quick. Guys, keep in mind, several players here in the market are short. They are short MicroStrategy. Some of them are short MicroStrategy, long Bitcoin. This is a financial play that they are doing right now. And don't underestimate the possibility that this is just a psychological operation to try and bring the price down to pump their bags because they have shorts on.
BFP, are you still with us? Or?
I am. Can we not lose sight that we just hit an all-time high 7 days ago? I know we all have like lizard brain, forgetful brain, but sideways summer, you know, yeah, we've retreated off the high, but the Bitcoin top is non-existent. It's perpetually going higher with fits and starts, and then when it only goes higher every day, you've kind of missed the boat, and Bitcoin is matured, and that's the world currency. So we're early, accept it.
But BFP, I'm here for the 1000X. I was promised on my coins, my corns. Yeah, I do think it's still sideways. You know, I'll still maintain that it is sideways, but yeah, you're right. We've hit an all-time high. I think what you're seeing is this has turned into a gigantic ETF. That's how it's behaving. And so that is, I really liked Wade's point too about this being a, well, yeah, sorry guys. Hang on one second. I'm getting a call.
You're good. Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, Bitcoin Tina, God rest his soul. I'm sure you guys remembered him as, some of you guys remembered him as one of the biggest Bitcoin maxis. And he used to say Bitcoin is going to be one of the hardest trades in our lives because it's going to bore us to a million. And ironically, he sold at the bottom and he ended up proving his own point. And now we call him Long Bond Tina. He, you know, bought some government bonds afterwards, you know, but this is what it's going to look. This is literally what it's looks like, right? It's going to bore us to a million because as adoption happens, it's going to get less and less volatile. And the hardest thing for us to fight is ourselves and our activity bias. This is what success looks like, you know?
And it's always the people that are hurt the most that cry the loudest. So it's these guys that are extremely butthurt, you know, wailing in the night as Bitcoin goes down. They start to get excited again. Like maybe they weren't wrong, you know, maybe it is going to go down and they'll get to rebuy where they thought they could initially.
Hey, on this little pullback here, is anybody interested in coming into a spot Bitcoin position at size? Because I'm seriously looking about trying to scrape some additional funds together here by this pullback a little bit. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do have an appointment to have my kidney removed so I can sell it for Bitcoin. I heard that you could actually go with just no kidneys and just be on dialysis and it works. So checking that out. But no, I do think like you weren't convinced.
We could sell blood and semen.
Yep. No cares for me. no, but I do think that it's important. Tao, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I seriously think that we're going to have a really, really strong support if we hit close to 100. I think that's that psychological point where everybody's going to pour as much as they can. I certainly will. At this point, it's also a bargain, but I do think a lot more people, at least who's been here for quite some time, you know, they're patient as well. But yeah, to me, I'm looking for anything that's below 100K. It's a great bargain. So I'm definitely going to be buying quite a bit if we ever hit that price level.
Well, it's interesting. It's almost like a sophisticated FUD campaign from an MIT educated and Langley aligned individual. I don't know. Just a random thought.
Are we focused on particular price levels because we're traders or, you know, is this like a trade for some of you guys or I'm just trying to get context.
So now we're going to add to our position.
Yeah. So the way I look at it for me, I feel like my stack is sufficient for just my level and what I like to have. I mean, of course, everybody wants more, but of course you also have to kind of look at your overall situation to see the way, well, is this what you're happy with? I mean, so I think that's why I'm not as in a rush to, get a lot more. Before, when my bags were still very, very little, like 5 million sats only, of course, that's when you go gangbusters and you just buy as much as you can, regardless of price. You just like buy as much as you can, as quick as you can. But as you build your position enough, I think certain people, let's say they have 100 Bitcoin. Some people, or even have, like, they have 20 Bitcoin, 50. They're like, you know, I'm good with this. And so I think that's what makes them feel like, oh, they don't necessarily need to spend more and they can just use whatever additional fiat they may have to just live their life while, you know, having something to save in.
Yeah, all of that confuses me. I think looking for a particular price ends up being nonsensical if you believe in the thesis of Bitcoin, because then we're just arguing or debating or waiting about like around for a rounding error. Because that's what, whether you buy it at this price or buy it at 100,000, irrelevant.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's not looking for a price. So right now I'm not even looking for a price. I'm just not looking into buying more Bitcoin. But however, if it gets to like a lower price and it's a bargain, wow, it's on sale. Hey, why not do that? That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I'm not even looking for any price. I'm just like, you know, it's okay. I'm gonna, live life a little bit more extravagant is basically what I'm doing. And then if it happens to be such a deal, then hey, let's jump back in and get more. It's like that.
So then, okay, that's fair. I wouldn't consider you a Bitcoin maxi, or would you agree with me? Then you probably, you're an investor, but you know, I guess you're not as married to the thesis or at all, right?
I mean, I don't know. I consider myself, you know, pretty maxi. But I also feel very comfortable with my stack, right? So I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I've been stacking since 2007. Yeah,
you get to a certain level of wealth like Tao and you start to kind of say, I'm going to diversify my portfolio a little bit here. I'm going to get a little income here, get a little
tax
write-offs there, you know.
Yeah, but Texas Stoves, even at this point, it's not necessarily like diversify anymore. It's really I'm diversifying into living life more, right? You get to a certain age, a certain time, you're like, you know, before I was so frugal with spending this sort of money to, dress a little bit better or eat a little more extravagant and expensive food and going to more places. Like, I'm at a point where, you know, I'm going to just do this. I'm not going to hold back to experience life. And so that's where I'm at. I'm like, I'm going to go on these trips, multiple trips, you know, spend a lot of money to go eat well, things like that. So that's what I'm looking at, because I'm like, you know, I feel good with my position, things like that. But again, if it goes lower, then you see an opportunity to even get more, then yeah, you do it. But I'm not even like looking for any price anymore. It's the weirdest thing. I said I would never stack above 100K, and I kept on stacking all the way to 118. And I'm like, wow, this is, it's like an addiction sometimes.
Yeah, I sort of take, you know, on every metric, at least here in the States, I would be considered wealthy, and I'm in panic right now. I'm in absolute panic. I can't get liquid enough to keep buying more Bitcoin, right? I'm like selling out. I'm selling my rental properties right now to buy more Bitcoin. Anything that I can get my hands on that I could liquidate, I'm buying more Bitcoin, and because of what it means for my family, my descendants. And, you know, I have these two kids here. I want to make sure that they're successful and their kids are successful and their kids' kids. So I don't think there is such thing as, you know, I'm okay with my stack. If you're a Bitcoin maximalist, I don't think that concept exists for us, because of where we believe Bitcoin is going. The opportunity cost is just far too high for me to say, yeah, I can buy more, but I just don't feel like it. That just sounds retarded. If that may cost my family $50 or $100 million in 15 to 20 years from now.
Yeah, you know, when you say that, it almost makes me like want to buy more. You're like, cause you know how you're saying, you know, I'm already, you can't get liquid enough to stack more Bitcoin. And when I hear different people who are so like, oh my gosh, they just want to get way more and they're just stacking like a madman. Like, it makes me feel like, man, I don't like that. I want to get some. It makes me want to get more too.
Yeah, so, get back on the stack chain, dude.
Hey, I want to jump in here real quick, if that's okay. So Jimmy, I just want to, I want to squash something. It's not directed personally at you. But being a Bitcoin maxi doesn't mean you have to be done with your money and only buy Bitcoin and not live life. Like, I think that's horrible advice, because life is short and life is unpredictable. You could be stacking as hard as you want, and then tomorrow, unfortunately, you get in a car accident and everything's lost. And you're giving up opportunities just so you can acquire more Bitcoin. Now, I know that you said you're selling your rental properties to acquire more Bitcoin. So you're not actively going out to acquire more money to purchase Bitcoin. You're just transferring assets into, you know, the hardest going money in the world. And so that's good. But I don't like it when people say they're Bitcoin maxis and they have no furniture, no chairs, they're driving around on bald tires. They're not living life. Like, that's not what this is about. Bitcoin is, and sorry about this, but it's fuck you money. It's, you know what? I'm going to live life how I want to live it, and I don't need permission from anybody. And that number is completely different for every single person. Someone might be able to live the best life they possibly can with one Bitcoin. Someone might be able to do that with half a Bitcoin. Someone might need to do that with 50 Bitcoin. That number completely depends on the person. But just because you want to live life, and you're not living life extravagant, like you're not going on luxury trips or making unnecessary purchases, but just living life. And if that means having to depart with some Bitcoin or not acquire as much Bitcoin, but you can have more memories, like that, I think that's wealth. Wealth is going through and having those memories with your kids and talking about it. Your kids are not going to remember you stacking more Bitcoin in their youth. They're going to remember you going camping with them, fishing, going to their games. Like, that is Bitcoin maximalism at its finest.
taking your son to Rome, experiencing the Colosseum, the Parthenon, you know, Mount Vesuvius. You know, you gotta treat your kids like they're, like in Braveheart, you know, like you gotta be that rich uncle that just like balls out of control and, creates, you know, see the next Caesar.
Yeah, exactly. And that was really what my point was earlier. It's that balance you have to find. I mean, I literally took like three big vacations in a period of 5 months, like big vacation, took my kids everywhere, different places. And it was those sort of experiences. And it wasn't because I sold Bitcoin to do that. It was just like, hey, I used the money to go and I said, hey, this is important. Like, could I stack more with that money? It was always those tweets that I put out there. When you go to Disneyland, right? It was like, it spent like, or you know, Universal Studios, just for three tickets was almost $1,000, right? Due to everything and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I always put out a survey to ask people, you know, you can have so many sats, et cetera, but then when you have these, it's priceless. And so, you know, you still need to make sure that you are not, you know, spending irresponsibly and not looking towards your future and making sure things are kind of in place and evaluate all of those things. But again, it's just really a balance. And I think it's very unique for every individual.
I think this is an important discussion. Jimmy, go ahead. And then I did want to give Kyle a chance.
I want to point out that, hey man, if you're wealthy enough to say, you know, I just want to relax and just chill, that's fine. I wouldn't, I guess, say the same thing or say the same narrative to like people that are stacking, that don't have their, you know, retirement secured yet, that do have a family that they want to take care of. I would 100% tell them to go through 3 to 5 years of misery, 5 to 10 years of misery to ensure that they, secure enough Bitcoin, for their family and their future. I think that is the narrative. I mean, I'm even annoyed with a lot of these Bitcoin influencers saying, oh, just get to 0.1 Bitcoin. That pisses me off so much. It pisses me off so much because like everybody that says that they don't have $100,000 for Bitcoin, if I were to sell them a $5 million house for $100,000, they'd find it. They'd find it. Right? And so like, I think we're a little relaxed about this right now. I think Bitcoin is extremely cheap and everyone should actually be panicking to get themselves to one Bitcoin at the very least.
I agree with that. I agree. If you don't have one, then you should really, try your best. I think that is an important mark. It almost feels special too, right? When you have that sort of whole coiner status or that feeling, it's a very special feeling.
Must be nice.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get that feeling myself, but it's just, yeah, it's just, I heard it was tremendous. That's why.
So Kyle did want to give you a chance, but maybe you put your hand down, and if you don't want to go, we can go to BFP.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Real quick, jumping off of Jimmy, thanks for sharing your kind of personal experience, and although always caution, you know, hey, it's probably late in this bull run, like, you know, maybe God will work in mysterious ways, and, you know, you won't sell all your properties till next year, and it works out, but so what Saylor said at the end of Vegas in May, he goes, oh, this is how you win the game. You know, he was describing the whole treasury strategy. Well, the thing is, Saylor doesn't have kids. Saylor will die without any posterity. So if it, you know, by some terms, Saylor actually is losing this game. And you know, as, Bitcoin 4 said, like for precedence, or maybe it was Tao, like, hey, this is about life. This is about family first. And Bitcoin is just a tool to help with those things. Almost the big picture.
I think that was Coleman that said that.
Coleman. But
my point, yeah, I have a kind of a, it goes with what Coleman was saying, but it also butts up against it. Everybody's different. And I think, Yeah, we all ought to be trying to get to left of the decimal, get to be a whole coiner, but everybody's different, and I don't think you should live your life differently. I think the goal, if you want to get to be a Bitcoin maximalist, is to see the world through the lens or a paradigm of Bitcoin as the future money or the money already. So once you get to that, then you will do, you'll act different. Your beliefs, your ideals and beliefs will shape your behaviors. And if, you know, if you want to splurge and go on that extravagant camping trip, which is something I would love to do, then that's what you do. Otherwise, stay home and stack.
Yeah, it's good stuff, guys. We're coming down to the end of the show. Did want to say thank you to everybody for, this discussion today. I thought it was just a good topic to go over because I do think these conversations can help people, whether you've been in Bitcoin for a long time or you're just coming into the space trying to understand. But I did want to go around and just give people an opportunity for kind of final thoughts this morning before we close it up for the day. And maybe we can start with Jimmy.
Yeah, my final thoughts are, look, Strategy is the East Indian company. It is the largest company. Full stop. We're already way ahead of the curve. The moment they're able to get a credit rating, like Bitcoin treasury companies can't even get over levered if they wanted to. Nobody's going to give them the money. Like the credit market treats Bitcoin like shit right now. The moment a Strategy can get a credit rating, you'll see a huge flood in capital available to them to continue to buy Bitcoin, and that's disgusting because they're already at 600,000. They will reach a million Bitcoin, and so it's the largest company in the world already. The world doesn't know it yet. You can get it for $2 billion market cap. It's going to supersede Nvidia, which is at $4 trillion. This is the easiest trade you'd be able to make, but the hardest trade because you need to manage your emotions. And that is all.
Yeah, I love that. Let's go to Kyle. Anything from you, sir? I know you just spoke, but I want to give you an opportunity here.
Nope. That's all I got. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Yep. Be up. I really want to pull out the crickets, but I also would like to get to my meeting. Neil.
Yeah, my last little thing I'd like to just say, just remember that what Bitcoin is doing for you is it's pulling that siphon out of you. Like, even to think in these fiat terms, like you are putting those chains back on. You are in a slave mindset. You're being debased. Like the money you have, the fiat, like, is getting debased. You're so, you know, 7, 8, 15, 14, like whatever the percent is, in principle, it's happening. You're being extracted, and Bitcoin is what emancipates you from that abuse. So just like ask yourself, what is the value of your human dignity? What is the value of not being a slave? And for me personally, I don't give a shit what the price, the fiat price is of Bitcoin. Like being free is more than that. So.
Thanks for that, Wade. Wanted to give you one last shout out. Anything for the audience?
If you have to carry a drain pan around for your leaky vehicle, you may be a Bitcoin maxi.
How about Tao? Do you have anything, sir, on the backs of that wit?
I don't know if I can follow up, but I just want to say regarding the Bitcoin treasury companies, I don't have any Bitcoin treasury company stocks. I think people who have it, it's fine. I just think that if you buy Bitcoin, it's actually a better option. Because those treasury companies, they depend on Bitcoin going up for them to go up, right? So if they go up, I mean, Bitcoin went up. And if Bitcoin went up, I mean, you already have the asset. That's the way I look at it. Stack more sats as much as you can. Thanks.
Coleman, anything from you, sir?
Yeah. Get to the left of the decimal and live your life.
Good stuff. AC, I didn't hear from you this morning. I'm not sure if your comms are working. Did you have anything, sir? Thanks for all the posting you did in the comments. You guys should check that out. But AC, anything from you? All right. I don't see his microphone as active. So thank you for being here, AC, for supporting us. Dr. Chase Spears is here. I will say I'm very disappointed. No, I'm just kidding. He actually has agreed to join us every month for at least an hour. And we've had some good conversations with him over the past. Would love to speak with him in the future. Sometimes life happens, like it does to all of us. Texas Toast, what do you got, buddy, for the end here? Make people smile.
Well, you know, I say get to one share of MicroStrategy, all right? Just get to one. And then, if you have more than one, get down to one. If you don't have any, I mean, that's okay too. You can try to get to one. And, that's just what I tell all my friends. Say, get to one share of MicroStrategy. Everything else should be in Bitcoin besides that.
Maybe you should sell a call option. No, I'm just kidding. I think there's a lot of people that need to just understand Bitcoin. I think all good comments from everybody, some were facetious if you weren't paying attention. But we do like to have a good time on this space, and hopefully you learn something. I like to joke around with this stuff because I think there's too much crying out there, and I'm a happy person. I like to try to keep it positive. We want to have a family-friendly show. So watch your mouth on this show. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, guys, we do this to hopefully educate you, make you think. And really, personally, I just want everybody around me to win. So that's why we do this each day. Please join us again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern. We're going to celebrate Freedom Tech Friday. And if you have a better name for the show title, please reach out to me. We'll put you in the back channel. And we'll take your input, but wanted to once again say thank you to everybody who was up here on stage and everybody who was listening this morning and listens each day. Love you all. And I want to say have a great Thursday and don't shitcoin. Kyle, it's really bad for you.
Yeah, it is. It's up there with cancer.
Use fiat currency as a store of value. We call them core. We call them core.